O Lord, our God, we come unto thee once more and lift up our hearts in praise and in thanksgiving and in humble acknowledgement that we are saved by grace, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. We acknowledge, O God, freely, that it is all of grace. We are aware of our unworthiness. We say with him who wrote, "And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Saviour's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued, amazing love. And can it be that thou, my God, hast died for me? 'Tis mystery all. O Lord, we leave ourselves in the grip of this glorious mystery. We humbly thank thee and praise thy great and holy name, that we are what we are, solely by the grace of God. Thou hast indeed taken away the stony heart and given us a heart of flesh to know thee and to love thee. Lord, it is my chief complaint that my love is weak and faint. Yet I love thee and adore. Oh, for grace to love thee more. Now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide and continue with us now this night, throughout the remainder of this our short and certain earthly life and pilgrimage, and evermore. Amen. O Lord, our God, we come again to thank thee for thy word. Oh, how we see ourselves and our proneness to wander. How ready we are to detract and to subtract from thy word, to make things easy for ourselves. But we bless thee that we have this word that not only teaches us and instructs us, but warns us and safeguards us from the subtle assaults of the enemy of our souls, who, appearing as an angel of light, would twist and pervert even thy holy word. O God, receive our humble prayers. We thank thee for the faith we have. But, O Lord, we all pray that thou wouldest grant us more and more that assurance clear. O God, so speak to us that we shall all give great diligence to making our calling and election sure. Thou hast provided the way to this. Grant that all thy people, thy dear children here gathered, may know, as they've never known before, the Spirit bearing witness with their spirits that they are the children of God. Grant that they may know during this coming season that the one who was born of old in Bethlehem of Judea has also been born in their hearts and in their souls. Grant that we all may know of a surety a Christ within, a living Christ dwelling within us, taking up his abode within us and never leaving us. O Lord, hear our prayer. Be with us, follow us, be with us in our homes, in our work, wherever we may have to go, whatever we may have to do. Lord, may we know that thou wilt never leave us nor forsake us, and may we know the sweet intimations of thy nearness and thy benediction, thy love and thy grace. Bless, O God, thy faithful people who long to know thee better and to know the truth more truly. Bless them and all who are dear to them, and bless them in all their associations. And now, may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, abide and continue with us, now this night, until we meet again, throughout the remainder of this our short and certain earthly life and pilgrimage, and evermore. Amen. O Lord, our God, we pray thee, as thy servant of old prayed, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. O God, have mercy upon us, that we are so slow to thank thee and to praise thee. O Lord, open our eyes to the knowledge of this great riches, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who is so rich unto all that call upon him. Lord, fill us with thy Spirit. Fill us, we pray thee, till our hearts shall overflow. Shed thy love abroad in our hearts by thy most blessed Holy Spirit, until we shall be lost in wonder, love, and praise. Oh, that I could forever sit like Mary at the Master's feet. Be this my happy choice, my only care, delight, and bliss. My joy, my heaven on earth be this, to hear the Bridegroom's voice. Oh, love divine, how sweet thou art. When shall I find my willing heart all taken up by thee? I thirst, I faint, I die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. O Lord, open our eyes to the riches of thy grace, and then we know that we shall praise thee with the whole of our being and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide and continue with us now this night throughout the remainder of this our short, uncertain earthly life and pilgrimage, and until we shall see him as he is, in all his glory and beauty and perfection, and be like him, until the story, saved by grace, and go on to all eternity, to marvel at the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen.